So this is the story of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sending Damodar Pandit to Mother Sachi. Purushottama Yeke Udiya Brahmana Kumar Pitrishanya Mahasundar Mridu Vyavahar. In Jagannath Puri there was a young boy who had been born of an Arisan Brahmin, but had later lost his father. The boy's features were very beautiful, and his behavior was extremely gentle. Pitri Shunya. You have Pitri. Pitri means without his father. Mahasundar, he's very beautiful. Mahasundar. Mridu Vyavahar. He's very gentle. Very gentle behavior. Prabhustani Nitya Aise Kare Namaskar. Prabhustani Bhat Kahi Prabhu Pranatar. Prabhu te tahara priti prabhu dayakari damodara tara priti sahite napari. The boy came every day to see Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, and he offered respectful obeisances. He was free to talk with Mahaprabhu because the Lord was his life and soul. But the boy's intimacy with the Lord and the Lord's mercy toward him were intolerable for Damodar Pandit. The Damodar Pandit, he was always in the mood of checking everything that would come to Lord Chaitanya, any written material, looking for any faults. And he's always careful to protect the Lord to some extent. Bara bara nisheda kare brahmana kumare prabhure na dekhile se rahite na pare. Damodar Pandit again and again forbade the son of the brahmana to visit the Lord, but the boy could not bear staying home and not seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is one of the qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or even the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If they're a genuine follower, if anyone meets them, what to speak of meeting Lord Chaitanya, they can't give up their association. They become very attracted. Because in the material world, the people we meet are very far removed from God for the most part. Not always, but for the most part. And when someone meets actually a godly person who's connected with Lord Chaitanya, there's something about those people that are very attractive. Their behavior, their compassion, their concern, their love, their knowledge, their detachment, their simplicity, their purity, many, many things, they attract us. And we think, oh, I want to be with the devotees. I don't want to be home. I don't want to be with my parents. I want to go to the temple. I want to be with the devotees. So this young boy, he had lost his father. It was something like an orphan, but he had his mother. And somehow he was very fortunate to have an intimate relationship with Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya was showing mercy to him. He was very gentle in his behavior, and Lord Chaitanya liked him. And for him, the Lord was his life and soul, it says here, life and soul. But Damodar Pandit, he told the boy, listen, don't come here. It doesn't look good. You have no father, you shouldn't come here. But the boy could not bear it, staying home and seeing Lord Chaitanya. Because he was so much attracted. Lord Chaitanya himself was so beautiful and gentle and sweet and kind and loving that he couldn't stay away. So devotees are also supposed to be sweet and gentle and kind and loving. And that's part of the attraction, is the sweetness of the devotees. Their dealings, their behavior, their speech, even their demeanor and their appearance. So people, conditioned souls, become attracted. And they want to be near the devotees. They want to be with the devotees. Taha deki damodara dukkha payaman balite na pari balak nisheda naman. This was intolerable for Damodar Pandit. He became greatly unhappy because there was nothing he could say, for the boy would ignore his restrictions. This is the power of love. The force of love makes one overlook all rules and regulations. When one has lobha, or genuine spiritual greed, to attain Radha and Krishna, then he's not so much concerned with restrictions, rules and regulations. He's simply driven by an intense attraction, an attraction, inspiration, and desire to be with his beloved. In this case, to associate with Lord Chaitanya. So even though the boy was forbidden, Damodar Pandit must have been threatening him. If you come here again, I'll beat you. Don't come here. I'm warning you. Listen, I'm telling you. I'm warning you. Don't come here. And the boy said, forget it, man. I don't care what you say. I'm going to the temple. Listen, if you go to that Hare Krishna temple again, I'm going to throw you out of the family. You can never come back in this house again. I don't care. I'm going. So many devotees also have this experience. Against all opposition and difficulties, they because of the higher taste and the higher attraction, they don't care. They go to Krishna. Aradin se bhalak prabhustane oila gosani tari priti kari bharta puchila. One day when the boy came to Mahaprabhu, the Lord very affectionately inquired from him about all kinds of news. Interesting. We can only do mantra upasana on this verse. Meditate on this verse of Gaur Lila and chant to Krishna's Kaviraj, or pray to Krishna's Kaviraj, and pray to Mahaprabhu and also to the boy, who must be some eternal associate of the Lord. Please reveal to me, what was that news? What news did you tell Lord Chaitanya? Did you tell him about the weather? Did you tell him about the politics? Did you tell him about the cricket match between Jagannath Puri cricket players and the Calcutta cricket players? What did you tell him? What was the subject of the news? As it doesn't say Harikata, it says news. News is news. Harikata is Harikata. Aradina se bhalak prabhustani aila gosain tari priti kari varta puchilila. What's happening? Ke pasa? Priti kari varta puchila. He inquired. Varta means news. He asked about all kinds of news. What were all those kinds of news? Well, first there's sports, then there's politics, national news, international news, local news, city news. You know, so much news. Katashani se bhalak uti javagela sahite ne pare damodara kahite lagila. After some time, when the boy stood up and left, the intolerant Damodar Pandit began to speak. Anyopadeshi Pandit kahi gosani ratani gosani gosani eve janimu gosani. Damodar Pandit impudently said to the Lord, everyone says that you are a great gosai, a great teacher, because of your instructions to others. But now we shall find out what kind of teacher you are. Imagine speaking to Lord Chaitanya like that. Purport. Damodar Pandit was a great devotee of Mahaprabhu. Sometimes, however, a person in such a position becomes impudent, being influenced by the external energy and material considerations. Thus, a devotee mistakenly dares to criticize the activities of the spiritual master or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Despite the logic that Caesar's wife must be above suspicion, a devotee should not be disturbed by the activities of his spiritual master. And should not try to criticize him. A devotee should be fixed in the conclusion that the spiritual master cannot be subject to criticism and should never be considered equal to a common man. Even if there appears to be some discrepancy according to imperfect devotee's estimation, the devotee should be fixed in the conviction that even if his spiritual master goes to a liquor shop, he is not a drunkard. Rather, he must have some purpose in going there. Selling books. Making life members. Inviting him to the Sunday feast. Giving him a mantra card. Oh, dear liquor store man, please chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Here's an invitation to our temple. It is said in a Bengali poem, Yajapi Nityananda Sura Bhari Jai, Tarapiyo Haya Nityananda Rai. Even if I see that Lord Nityananda has entered a liquor shop, I shall not be diverted from my conclusion that Nityananda Rai is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the verse is indicating that although he's a very advanced devotee, Damodar Pandit was somehow becoming a little critical of Lord Chaitanya. He's being an upstart, as they say, stepping out of bounds, acting beyond, above and beyond the call of his position, so to speak. Ebe go sanira gun jasha shava loka gaibe tabe go sanira prachishta purushottame ave. You are known as Gosai, teacher or acharya, but now talk about your attributes and reputation will be spread throughout the city of Purushottam. How your position will be impaired. So he's threatening or warning or advising, alerting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, listen, you're supposed to be some kind of Gosai, but you're acting rather strange now. And people, it's going to spread. Rumors will spread all around Purushottam Kshetra, which means Jagannath Puri. And then people will become critical. Shuni Prabhu kahe, kya kaha Damodar? Kya kaha Damodar? Damodar kahe, tumi swatantra Ishvara. Mahaprabhu knew that Damodar Pandit was a pure and simple devotee. It's interesting how much Prabhupada writes into his translations, because there's no word in the Bengali that says pure and simple devotee. But this is the realization, knowing who Damodar Pandit is, then Prabhupada can speak like this. It's called realize. There's literal translation, then there's realized translation. So someone studies Bengali, then they translate, it will be literal. But when somebody knows itihas, and they know the history, and they know the siddhanta, they know the tattva, and they know the rasa and relationships between all the different devotees, and they know who they are and what their identity is in Gaura Lila and Krishna Lila. Then when they translate, it's something different. So it's all translations is not the same. Upon hearing this impudent talk, the Lord said, "My dear Damodar, what nonsense are you speaking?" Now that's interesting, because all it says, kya kaha Damodar. That's what Lord Chaitanya said. Kya means what? And kaha means, it's translated here as, what nonsense are you speaking? I'm not sure. I don't think in Bengali kaha means nonsense. At any rate, then Damodar replies, you are the independent personality of Godhead beyond all criticism. Swatantra Ishvara, which means you're the independent controller, literally. Swachande achara kar ke pare bhalite mukara jagatera muka para achadite. My dear Lord, you can act as you please. No one can say anything to restrict you. Nevertheless, the entire world is impudent. People can say anything. How can you stop them? Pandit Hana Manekene Vichara Nakan Nandi Brahmanira Balake Pritikene Kar. My dear Lord, you are a learned teacher. Why then don't you consider that this boy is the son of a widowed Brahmani? Why are you so affectionate to him? Yadyapi brahmani se tapaswini sati tadapi taharadosh sundari yuvati. Although the boy's mother is completely austere and chaste, she has one natural fault. Sundari yuvati. She's very beautiful. She's a very beautiful young girl. So on one level, she's a brahmani, but she's a tapaswini, and she's a tapaswini. She's very austere and self-controlled and sense-controlled. And she's sati. She's very chaste. Widow. Tumiha paramadyuva paramasundar lokera kanakani bate deha avasar. And you, my lord, are a handsome, attractive young man. Paramayuva, paramasundar. Param means the topmost beautiful person, topmost youth. Parama means, sometimes you say it means transcendental. Lokera kanakani. Kanakani means whispering. Therefore, people will whisper about you. Why should you give them such an opportunity? Did you hear about Lord Chaitanya? Yes. He's meeting with this young boy. And his mother is so beautiful. Maybe something's going on. He's young and handsome. And she's very beautiful. I think something's going on. What do you think? Yeah, it must be. Purport. A simple and staunch devotee of the Lord, of Lord Chaitanya, Damodar could not tolerate criticism of the Lord. But unfortunately, he himself was criticizing the Lord in his own way. Because this is a devotional principle, that a devotee should not tolerate criticism of the Lord or his spiritual master or any Vaishnava. He should either cut out the person's tongue, or if he's a Kshatriya, but there's not too many Kshatriyas. Most of us are Shudras. Or if you're not a Kshatriya by birth, then you should convince a person by argument, or put a piece of masking tape on their mouth, tape their mouth shut, or you should leave the place. And generally it's advised that being Brahmins always take the path of humility, and so most of us are supposed to be trained as Brahmins. So when we hear criticism, we should immediately leave the place. I distinctly remember, because I had direct experience, associating with Jayananda Prabhu in San Francisco, and we joined. And sometimes a group of new devotees, whatever, would be gathered together, and he might be there also. And we're talking about Jagannath, Rath Yatra, this or that. And someone may start talking something bad about some devotee, some offense or whatever. And then two or three devotees are getting into it, so to speak. And then we look around to see what Jayananda's opinion is, and he's gone. And he would very silently, almost, I don't know how he did it. It was like a mystic power. He had the power to disappear, it seemed like. Because we were all looking at each other. We're all sitting down. We're all talking. And we just turned on, well, Jayananda, what do you think? And then, hey, where's Jayananda? I couldn't see him in a distance walking away or running or anything. He would just somehow, he wouldn't be there. He would never be there. He'd be there, but then somehow the conversation turned in such a way it became negative or offensive. He would automatically, magically disappear. So he was fulfilling the actual injunction. The devotee should immediately leave that place if someone's offending the guru or whatever. Because that will diminish the extent of the person's offense and prevent you from accepting that offense also by leaving. You stay longer, then you accept the offense, and then they make more offenses. And they have a phrase in English, it takes two to tango. Tango is some type of dance. And you have to dance you can't dance alone, you have to dance with a partner. So usually people don't get very offensive when they're in a room by themselves. If you stay in a room by yourself, you're in good shape. You can hear and chant and try to remember. But as soon as you go in a room with two or more, then look out. Invariably, the direction of the conversation will go into the red zone. Beep, 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 beep. The beeper will go off. You know, the red zone. You'll go into apparat, what is it called, the line of no control. LNC. This doesn't mean anything to foreigners, but people in India, they know what this means. Because India is always fighting with Pakistan on different borders. So then they set up a line of control, LOC. It's called line of control, at a certain distance between the two countries. And then India says, if you cross this line of control, we'll blow you up. And then the Pakistanis say, if you cross this line of control, we'll blow you up. So we have the LNC, line of no control. And when you get together with two or more devotees, then you start saying, well, you know, your guru, and this sannyasi said, well, that sannyasi said, and Gaudiya Math this, and ISKCON that, and Babaji this, and Babaji that. So it's like a three-ring circus. You know, ISKCON in one ring, and Gaudiya Math in another ring, and Babaji's in another ring, then all the animals in between. The circus is full of animals, right? So it's called three-ring circus. So it's a good idea not to go to the circus. Try to stay away from the circus. The Lord can understand that it was because of Damodar Pandit's simplicity that he had impudently dared criticize him. Nevertheless, such behavior by a devotee is not very good. Etabali Damodara Mona Haila Antare Santosha Prabhu Hasivicharila. Having said this, Damodar Pandit became silent. Mahaprabhu smiled, pleased within himself, and considered the impudence of Damodar Pandit. Ihari Kahias Shuddha Premara Taranga. Damodara Samamora Nahi Antaranga. Mahaprabhu thought, this impudence of Damodar Pandit is also a sign of pure love for me. Literally, Shuddha Prema Taranga. Taranga means waves. It's a symptom of waves of pure love. I have no other intimate friend like Damodar Pandit. Antaranga means part of my body. Antaranga means within my, inside my body. Antaranga, part of my, intimate part of my body or inside my body. So if someone doesn't know very much Bengali, they'll say, I have no other bodily part like Damodar. Because anga means body. I have no other intimate bodily part like Damodar, but the actual meaning, intimate friend. Eteka vichari prabhu madhyane chalila aradina damodare nibrite bolaila. Nibrite nikunj, solitary. Thinking in this way, Mahaprabhu went to perform his noon duties. The next day he called Damodar Pandit to a solitary place. So this is very interesting. There's a principle in management. I don't know how many of you have ever managed devotees, but it's a good principle, or managing a family, or whatever. It said that the principle is praise in public, criticize in private, or chastise. Excuse me, it should be chastise. But unfortunately, unless one is very sattvic, very cool-headed and very patient and peaceful, he can't control himself. Because the pushing of Rajagun and Tamagun make one act irrationally and without a cool head. For example, you're a temple president and you're in the prasadam room and the new devotee is serving out prasadam and he's serving prasadam with his... He's serving and somehow he's serving with a spoon with his right hand. He's carrying the bucket and everything. And then maybe at some point he's serving out puri, so he holds the puris in his right hand and he starts serving them with his left hand. And he's carrying in his right hand the big heavy bowl of puris. It's kind of heavy because he can't carry it with his left. It's weak. So he's holding in his right hand and he's serving with his left hand. So an ordinary manager will say, hey, what are you doing, you stupid? You're not supposed to serve prasadam with your left hand. Put that down. Somebody else serve. You serve with your right hand. Don't you know better? I'll just crack him. So partially why he's cracking him is because that leader himself, or that authority himself, has a problem with false ego. And he's trying to lord it over that person. That's one point. And second point is that he doesn't have any proper love. Because if you have love for someone, you'll know that we have a phrase, put yourself in another person's shoes. Put yourself, wear the other person's shoes or something like that. In other words, put yourself in the other person's shoes. How would you like it if you were serving prasad and someone yelled at you in front of all the devotees? So this is called criticizing in public. And everyone's going to look at, oh yeah, you. You know, you serve with your left hand. Ooh, stinky poo, you know. You're no good. You stupid, don't you know better? So this is the ordinary tamasic and rajasic leader. He can't control himself because he himself, and he wants to enjoy, because of false ego, he wants to enjoy lording it over that dependent or servant, inferior, and he gets some ego gratification from that. But if he's actually loving and kind, he'll take note. He'll take mental note, he'll write on his diary or whatever. Talk to Bhakta Joe later, talk to Krishnadas later. This is called the love principle in management. So the Sunday feast is over, and everything's said and done, and the server had a big feast, and he's feeling good, and everything's happy. And then you call him into your room and say, excuse me, I'd like to speak to you. You had a nice feast? Feast is nice? Yeah, very good. Everything okay? Fine. So one thing is, you know, this left hand business, what do we do with this left hand? And he says, oh, we do like this thing in the backside. And so this left hand is not very nice. Is it? No, it's not very nice. It's like a dirty thing, yeah. You think it's a good thing to use for serving prasad? No. So, did you serve the puris today? Yeah. Can you remember? They were really heavy. The bowl was really heavy. I was carrying my right hand. You know, it was too heavy. I couldn't hold it with my left hand. I was carrying my right hand, and I was serving with my left. You know, I thought it was prasadam. Prasadam is pure, never gets contaminated. Mm-hmm. You know, new devotee, they don't know. I thought prasadam is pure, never gets contaminated. I knew that maybe it wasn't right, but I thought like this. Acha TK. Anyway, and so this way, in a very nice way, he tried to instruct as best as possible. So here's the example. This Mahaprabhu is the ideal devotee, and of course, Bhagavan, Radha and Krishna combined. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. So it says nibritta means solitary or lonely or quiet. We say nibritta nikunj. There's one poem by Rupa Goswami, nikunja rasa stava, and then there he talks about nibritta nikunj. That deep in the forest, in a very dark place, there's a very confidential meeting place, a forest, bower, grove. And it's very solitary and quiet, and that's where I will serve Radharani and Krishna. A very beautiful, intimate poem by Rupa Goswami. So here the word is nibritta. So nibritta means solitary place. So he didn't take him out in public and pull him by the ear. Listen, see this guy? This Damodar Pandit, he's impudent, he's offending me, he's an offender. There's nothing like that. Very considerate, very loving, and very proper. So this is actually the proper way. Praise in public. And if someone praise in public, everyone likes to be appreciated or honored or distinguished. That is our nature. And people are striving so hard for it. So if we're going to praise someone, it's nice if the other people can hear also. Oh, just see the nice job Krishnadas is doing. Can everyone appreciate? And even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he had a very interesting practice, which when we were managing, we heard about it from Satsrupa Maharaj. And we incorporated it in our temple. It was quite amusing to see how it would go. It's an interesting principle. But his principle was he would have ishta goshti. Ishta goshti means you make sounds about your ishta. Goshti means sounds or vibration. And ishta means your lord or your worshipable object. Ishta comes from ish. It means controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna. So ishta goshti means that devotees come together and they make sounds about God. They speak about God. And generally, there will be some senior devotees with some junior devotees, and they will ask questions. It's kind of an open forum, as they say in college. You have these open forums or open discussions, and it all be centered about the Ishtadev. It's almost like a class, but there's more informality. Anyone can ask a question on any subject or any topic of sadhana or tattva vichar, lila vichar, etc. And then the senior leader, older devotees, they will try to answer and like this. Unfortunately, sometimes in ISKCON they have these ishtagostis, and they're just about parking cars and, you know, where to park the cars in the parking lot and who took out the trash can and this and that. And that may be there as a minor part of the meeting, but that's more like a town meeting or a organizational meeting. It's not really technically ishtagosti, because you read even in the Shastras that Mahaprabhu had ishtagostis. I don't think he was talking about someone stealing somebody's socks or someone stole my clock out of my room and this and that. But at any rate, during these ishtagostis in the Gaudiya Math, during Siddhanta Saraswati's time, he would understand the pulse of the temple. You can, like, we take the pulse, of our body or the blood pressure, and then you can tell whether the body is healthy or not healthy. So he would observe in the temple what the health of the devotees was, the relationships they were sharing with each other, the brahmacharis. And then he employed this principle in order to remove envy from one devotee to another, to increase the loving spirit, and basically to increase everyone's Krishna consciousness or awareness of the Ishta, of the worshipful Lord. So he would see, if he would do this practice, he would call on the different devotees in the temple after speaking something of philosophy and whatnot. He would say, "Oh, Krishna Das, can you say, I want you to stand up and say something good about Chaitanya Das." So this is a very good practice, because generally no one wants to say anything good about anyone except me, number one. We always want to say, "I'm so good and I'm so great, and do you know I can do this and I can do that, and I already did all these other things. I have all these great achievements, and I also plan to do so many more great things. And right now, of course, I'm doing many great things." So in this way, you can see in the past, in the future, and now, I am nothing but great. So this is our basic way we deal in the material world, because everyone's basically God. So, I'll give you the example of our own temple, because I employed this. So we had one devotee. I'll just give some hypothetical names in case they ever hear these tapes sometime. But there was Krishna Das and Chaitanya Das. They were both very good mridanga players and both very good kirtan leaders. And they were in our temple, and they're in my estimation, they were both quite basically equal. So then, but often they were always at rivals. They're always like competing and saying he's no good, and they didn't like each other very much, because they were both involved with the same thing, leading kirtans and harinam and playing mridanga and also harmonium. So I saw this was getting a little bit out of hand sometimes. So we had one of these ishtagostis, and then I called on Chaitanya Das. I said, "Can you say something good about Krishna Das?" So he stood up and he said, "Yeah. Maharaj, Krishna Das." Everybody in the temple is like laughing, because they know that these two are always at it, you know. So then, we're trying not to laugh too much, because it was semi, I set it up in a little serious way. It's not like a slapstick practice. It's quite serious, not some comedy. The devotees were some little bit snickering type going on. So he says, "All right, Maharaj, Krishna Das. Well, you know, Krishna Das, he's a devotee of Krishna. he's taking shelter of Krishna, and that's good." And he says, I said, "Anything else?" He said, "Well, he it's like really hard, you know, because they can't stand each other. They're really like this." And I said, "Is there anything more you can say about Krishna?" He said, "Well, you know, he wears tilak." He said something like this, and everybody started laughing, you know, because it was a little funny. They couldn't repress. I was also laughing. I said, "Does he have?" And then he was like, he wasn't say anything. It just wouldn't go on. And Krishna's knew so many shlokas, and you know they were like good devotees in many categories. I said, "Well, maybe I can help you out a little bit." I said to him, "I said, what do you? Is Krishnadas have any talents? You know, does he have any like talent? Do you see any talent or abilities in Krishnadas?" And he says, "Talents, abilities." And he said, sometimes he gives a good class, you know. And like this, and then gradually, then I said, "What about music?" Yeah, and like this, and so, and he said, "Well, you know, he knows a little mridanga, you know." And so, like this, he got to the point where he could say something. He could say something about Krishna Das, and then I called on Chaitanya Das to say something. You know, whatever, vice versa. So like this, it's a very good practice to learn how to glorify another devotee. So Lord Chaitanya, he took Damodar to a solitary place because he wants to correct Damodar. He wants to say something about it. We're speaking a story of Damodar Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sends Damodar Pandit to Mother Sachi. Damodar Pandit is staying, he's a great devotee of the Lord, he's staying with Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya is meeting every day a young boy who is a Brahmin. He's a Brahmin boy who is the son of a very beautiful Brahmani. Mohan, you're listening? He's the son of a very beautiful Brahmani. So Damodar Pandit is worried that Damodar Pandit is worried that Lord Chaitanya's reputation will be spoiled because he's every day meeting this young boy and showing mercy to him. And even one day he was asking the young boy, "Can you tell us about the news? Tell me about different kinds of news." So then Damodar Pandit actually became, in his attempt to protect Lord Chaitanya's reputation, or in his attempt to, protect him, he became a little offensive himself. You know, he was afraid other people would offend Lord Chaitanya by spreading rumors about him because of his meeting with this young boy, Brahmin boy. So then, to prevent those offenses, he made offenses himself by speaking impudently, which means trying to correct Lord Chaitanya. You know, he's trying to correct God. So then, Lord Chaitanya, he called Damodar Pandit to a solitary place. So we were speaking about an important principle of management. If anyone is in charge of other devotees, he should criticize in private and praise in public. If you have anybody that you're managing, your Sankirtan leader, your IYF director, your temple president, your deity department in charge, or any position you have, if you have to correct someone or chastise them, you should do it privately. Two people, you and the person, not in front of others. But generally, people are too passionate. Leaders are very passionate by nature. And so, and they're also, if you're passionate, it means you're also ignorant, because they go together. So as soon as you see someone doing something wrong, immediately, "Hey, what are you doing?" Even though there's so many people around, then that person becomes so much embarrassed. Their heart cracks, because the leader doesn't know how to control himself. Leader should take a note. He should take a note. "Oh, this person has made some mistake or made some incorrect behavior. I have to make a note to meet him later privately and remind him." This is proper leader. It's called enlightened leadership. So the very example is here. Damodar Pandit was acting impudently. So then it says, "Aradine Damodar Nibritta Bolaila." Nibritta means lonely, solitary place. Lord Chaitanya spoke to him alone, one-on-one. And what did he say? "Prabhu kahe damodara chalaha nadia matara samipe tumi naha tahan jana." "My dear friend Damodar, you had better go to Nadia and stay with my mother." It's very interesting, because he was staying in Puri, but he was becoming offensive to the Lord. So as we hear, if we're with other devotees and someone starts offending our guru, or Krishna, or any Vaishnava, we should leave that place immediately. We should not tolerate or listen to offense. We should leave that place. So here Lord Chaitanya is showing the example. Yes, we should leave that place. In this case, he's sending Damodar away. Because Damodar Pandit, he's the offender. So Lord Chaitanya is not about to leave Jagannath Puri, and he certainly can't go back to his home where his mother and wife were staying, Vishnupriya. So then he said, Damodar, better you go to Nadia. And then he gave him some service there, because he's also a great devotee. Toma vina tanhara rakshaka nahi dekiyan amake ha yate tumi koila savadan. Mahaprabhu said, I see no one but you to protect my mother, for you are so careful that you can even caution me. So it's a very polite way that Lord Chaitanya is speaking to him, very considerate and very polite. Oh, it's very nice that you're here in Puri, but I think now it's time for you to go to Nadia. And you're such an you're so careful to check on my behavior. I think you better be careful, use your careful discrimination or your expertise to watch over my mother. It's very, you see this dialogue, it's unbelievable. Toma sama nirapeksha nahi moragan, nirapeksha nahile dharm najajai rakshan. You are the most neutral among my associates. This is very good. For without being neutral, no one can protect religious principles. Prabhupada translates nirapeksha, nirapeksha as being neutral. Amahaite jena haya se tomahaite hai. Amare karila danda ana kiva hai. And you can do whatever I cannot do. Indeed, you can even chastise me, what to speak of others. Matara grihi rahajai, matara charan. Tomara age nahibe karo, swachanda charan. Swachanda charan. It is best for you to go to the shelter of my mother's lotus feet, for no one will be able to behave independently in front of you. That's pretty interesting. Madhye madhye asiba kabu amara darashan shigrakari puna tahan karaha gaman. At intervals you may come to see me here and then soon again go there. So he's saying, this is a good service for you. You're such an expert critic that you can, and you're so careful to protect me, or trying to protect me. Now you can go protect my mother. Surely no one will be able to make any offense or do any disturbance there. And then time to time you can come see me. Matare kahiba mora koti namaskar mora sukha katakai sukha diha tanra. Offer my mother millions of obeisances. Please speak to her about my happiness here and thus give her happiness. Nirantara nija kata tomare shunaite e lagi prabhu more potaila ihante. Tell Shachimata that I sent you to inform her of my personal activities so that she may share in my happiness. Etakahi matara mane santosh janmaya araguya kata tanre smarana karaira. Speaking in this way, satisfy the mind of Mother Shachi, santosh man. Also remind her of one most confidential incident with this message from me. So Lord Chaitanya, in a very simple way, without really going into the details, he corrected the behavior of Damodar Pandit. He said, yes, you're a very expert critic. You should go somewhere else and do your critic work, and I'll give you a nice service. So he didn't really chastise him very heavily. But he could see that for his own benefit, it would be better for him to leave, to go somewhere else. But at the same time, he gave him service, and a very valuable and important service, directly to his own mother. He didn't just send him to Navadvip to buy a few neem twigs. He could have sent him to Navadvip, please go pick up some neem twigs and bring back some toothbrushes. Neem dant. That's also a service for Mahaprabhu. But he didn't do that. He gave him a very intimate service. And then, even more than that, because it says in the Veda that if anybody brings good news, the bearer of good news is rewarded with long life. If you come to someone and you give them good news, then you get a reward of your life becomes long or becomes auspicious. Or if you bring separated people together, it's also very Mahasukriti. If people are separated and they long to meet and they don't know where they are, and somehow you find out, oh, my father, this man is looking for this boy, and you bring them together, then you get so much Sukriti, so much Punya. So that's what the mantris do. They always bring Radha and Krishna together. When Radha and Krishna are separated, one of the duties they do is to make arrangements for them to meet by carrying messages and making different arrangements. So how much happiness the mantris bring to Radha and Krishna, and how much fortunate their life becomes by doing that activity. So here, Lord Chaitanya is sending Damodar to Nadia, to Mayapur, to meet his mother and give her good news, which he'll say shortly, or I guess I'll tell tomorrow. We'll find out what is the good news that Mother Sachi is going to hear from Lord Chaitanya. So that we'll find out tomorrow's class. Yeah, but afternoon class is there. Tomorrow morning's class is not there. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Any small question or comment? Yes.
In the case if I'm responsible for a group of people and I'm spending time to train them, and then someone comes and some offenses are generated by someone, so I will really like to send him away instead of me going away, and he will spoil my people. So in this case he shouldn't leave, right? So how do I stop him then if I cannot, let's say, if I'm not Brahmana who can just preach to him and change his mind, and I'm not going to cut his tongue off, what should I do then? If I'm responsible for people and I have to protect them from offenders.
Well, you can also meet with that person. You can meet directly with that person who is upsetting or interrupting your preaching and explain to him what you have done and how you've trained these people and how his teaching or speaking is counterproductive, and try to reason with him. We are human beings, we can reason. And maybe he'll understand and then he'll go on. Or if it's very serious, then you meet with the people you're preaching to and say, please avoid this person. Because the usual practice is this. Because the person you're, these so-called preachers or whatever, if they're preaching wrongly or offensively, they're a little hard to correct. It's easier to deal with your own people that you're preaching to and say, well, don't invite him for programs or don't have him lecture there. It won't be good for your Krishna consciousness. And they'll understand it also. Because usually if someone is preaching incorrectly, then people will perceive something. And if you point that out to them, they'll say, yes, there was something funny about the way he said this or that. Yeah, that's generally the way it's done in this gun. Other thing?